The following is a presentation of 107.3 WRSW-FM in Warsaw. Known around the state as a leader in high school sports coverage and a member of Kensington Digital Media Group of Indiana.
Indiana High School Basketball on 107.3 WRSW is on the air. For a preview, here's Hall of Famer Rita Price and Tim Kiefaber.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to LaPorte. LaPorte, the home of the Slicers, but tonight it's down to Final Four time. Somebody wants to go to Indianapolis, and I tell you, the two teams, it's going to be a dogfight. It would be our friends to the north of us in Fairfield and Twin Lakes. They're going to be vying for the title this evening. It's been a three-game run, so we'll see who comes out ahead. And either way, we'll be covering them next week at Indianapolis.
You're exactly right, Rita. When you say the Final Four, again, the teams now, because there's four classes, there's only eight teams that will play next week. So you're essentially, of all classes, you're in the Sweet 16 and you're in the Final Four of your respect class. And both these teams certainly earned the due today. Twin Lakes rallying to knock off Hamilton Heights and Fairfield. Complete control against Tippecanoe Valley throughout the game. Corsa Rita will recap Tippecanoe Valley, just a fabulous year, but again, ran into what Fairfield, showing why they're the number one team defensively in the state.
Oh, my. It was impressive.
It was impressive.
Offensively, they were impressive, too. And if you take a look at big girls in the state of Indiana, you have to look at Garber as being one of the top players.
Exactly right. Rita, also, we got some good news from the Tippecanoe Valley swimmers. You got that pulled up there?
I don't have it yet. I'm approaching it now.
But Tippecanoe Valley finished third in the sectional swimming at Warsaw. And, again, I can name Isaac Weststone and Carl Parker and Cameron Smith, and I think another Parker, a part of that relay
Weststone
team. Yep, Weststone was a part of that team, and Valley had several kids qualify for the state swimming finals, so congratulations to them for doing so. And again, we'll keep track of that. Maybe we'll run down those kids next week when they were down at the boys' swimming state finals while we're at Greenbridge Fieldhouse for their girls' state finals right here on 107.3. Do want to remind you, next Saturday we will have all the action for you, all four games, beginning at 10:15 next Saturday morning. We'll run it through all the way through from 1A to 4A, as we'll have all the state championship games here on 107.3. And, of course, in our area for a long time, really, you can always watch those games on our good friend Channel 46. Well, that agreement's come to an end, so if you're in our area, you're going to have to pay to watch those games. So we'll have them for you for free right here on 107.3, just like we've done in for 4 years. For Tippecanoe Valley, take a look at what they've done. It's a great opportunity, again, for the swimming team as they won the 200 medley relay, advancing to the state finals, and it was Parker, Smith, and Whetstone qualifying for that. Marcus Smith, Carson Parker, Isaac Whetstone, and Carl Parker in the 200 medley new school record. Marcus Smith in the 200 individual medley. The 500 freestyle, Isaac Whetstone broke his dad's previous school record. The 200 free relay with Marcus Smith, Carson Parker, Carl Parker, and Isaac Whetstone. And Marcus Smith set a new school record in the 100 backstroke. So we wish them the best luck at the IU Netatorium next weekend at the state finals.
And if you've never been there and you have an opportunity to come to back these kids, it is a fabulous experience. You think you're at the Olympics because it looks like it.
Well, again, that has hosted a lot of world championships and national championships at that IU Natatorium, even though it has a little bit of age on it. The buzzer is sound for the 20 minutes. Twin Lakes and Fairfield. We'll come back and talk about all the matchups after this two-minute timeout on WRSW.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alderfer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
21 years ago, Circle M Spring started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Spring services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Spring produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
Craig Welding of Mentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 west of Mentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
Involvement has always been important to Crossroads Bank, and one way they show that is by supporting the local schools. Whether it's cheering them on in the stands or taking part in community programs, you'll find Crossroads Bank rooting for the home team. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
The Lake City Morning Show. Weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Take a look at the other seven semi-state championships tonight. Let's begin in Class 1A at Frankfort. They're just getting underway. And how about Bethany Christian knocked off Washington Township today? They'll take on Tri tonight. Tri's the number one team. Bethany Christian definitely the underdog in that one. John Harrell says Tri will win at 47-36, but how about those Bruins, Rita? I guess I haven't paid enough attention to you. I couldn't tell you who their key players are, but they've made certainly a run. I can't remember Bethany Christian ever having this type of year.
Well, I got to tell you, if you want to talk about people who are very happy, right at the outskirts of Goshen, Indiana, it has to be the people of Bethany Christian. What a great feat that is. It's a very small Christian school. They were 22-3 this season. They took out Washington Township. This is going to be a big challenge for them, but our congratulations goes out to them, their coaches, and their fans.
At New Albany, the team with the poorest record left is Jackson Dell. They knocked off Bloomfield today. They played Lanesville, the number one team in 1A tonight. Both those teams, they're not even close to Indianapolis. Jacksonville closer to Cincinnati and Lanesville close to Louisville. So that'll be a great matchup there in New Albany. And that game should be played in New Albany with those teams playing there tonight. In 2A, it's Shelbyville. It's Forest Park. The Rangers against North Knox. They're really not that far apart from each other in the southwest part of the state. Forest Park is favored by one, so that be interesting to see how that develops. 28-2 against 24-3, so that'll be a great matchup. At Logan Sport at the Berry Bowl, LaPel beat Andrean earlier today, 44-32. Central Noble has come through in 2A. They knocked off Lafayette Central Catholic in a close one, 43-42. What are their legs like tonight against LaPel? John Harrell says LaPel will win by three, but again, when you get within 4 points at the semi-state level, it's anybody's ballgame. But go Cougars, Rita, that's what I say.
Absolutely.
In 3A, the other semi-state is at Jasper. Cordon Central knocked off Gibson Southern today, and Indian Creek beat Chittard. So you have two teams that have combined now 53-3 on the year. Cordon Central 26-2. Indian Creek 27-1. Indian Creek is close to Trafalgar and Greenwood on the south side of Indianapolis. Cordon Central, no Indiana history. You know the first state capital of the state of Indiana was in Cordon, down in the southern part of the state. Should be a great one there as well. Cordon favored just by four. At Southport in 4A, Bedford North Lawrence and Lawrence North and Rita, those two schools have each won state championships. Will B&L and all their stars align tonight against Lawrence North? B&L is favored. They have the much better record, but we also know the competition that Lawrence North plays throughout the year.
We do know that. But I feel good about Bedford North Lawrence, and I'll tell you why. The reason I do is because they've had an emphasis on girls basketball from the very beginning.
Yeah.
They are a girls basketball school, and they've done it very, very well. And somebody that's had all of that experience, I think when they take on someone that has not run the run as often, it makes a difference.
Lawrence North, the more recent state championship, though, so those two schools.
And that's right.
Huntington North, Two thrillers. Fisher's knocked off Snyder by one today, and Lake Central knocked off previously undefeated and number one South Bend Washington by four. Emotional game for sure for both of those teams. Lake Central and Fishers. Fishers is scheduled to win it by double digits, but don't put anything past Lake Central tonight.
Not when you say you've beaten South Bend Washington. No, don't put anything by it. That's going to be a great game.
When we come back, we'll delve a little bit deeper how Fairfield and Twin Lakes got here today. And we'll do that in 2 minutes here on WRSW Sports.
Are you spending hours searching the web trying to find a vehicle? Save the time and trouble. Stop in at Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron. See John, Brandon, Dave, or Jamie. Tell them what you're looking for and what price range you need, then let them do all the work. Of course, you can also check out GagnonMotors.net. The award-winning Delco Service Center is waiting to take care of major or minor auto repairs. Their shop rate will fit into your budget. They also sell tires. Gagnon Motors in Akron. They have what you need.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
Neptune of Mentone is proud to offer Steel Tech buildings. Steel Tech buildings are engineered and fabricated with the highest standards in workmanship and materials. Neptune will show you how to use bolt-together connections for ease of erection while meeting your design needs. And on-site consultation is available if needed. If you're planning a new building, be sure to get all of the options. Neptune will help you get a contractor, or you can do it yourself. Steel Tech buildings, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Twin Lakes 28-0. They open up the year knocking off Boone Grove big time. Then signature win early on, knocking off Northwestern by six. Then again, when they just continue to reel off wins, knocked off Delphi easily, beat Carroll by 14. West Lafayette by 15. Central Catholic, we mentioned them, beat them by 10. Harrison beat them by 22. Tri-County by 30. Rensselaer Central by 22. West Lafayette gave them as tough a task as anybody. They had to win that one by 2 points and beat Harrison again. Beat Western. Benton Central, they beat by 29. Keep track of that score because we'll tell you about it a little bit later on. It get a little tougher. Beat Clinton Prairie. Beat Westfield. Crown Point by 9. Frontier, Lafayette Central Catholic again by 2. Beat Culver Academy, and then in their conference tournament, knocked off Northwestern this time by 17. Beat Logan Sport, dominated Winnemac, beat North Montgomery, first round of the sectional. And maybe their toughest step was again to West Lafayette. They beat the Red Devils by 2 in the regular season, and it took them 2 overtimes to knock off West Lafayette in the sectional semifinal before beating Benton Central handily. Beating Garrett by big margins last week, but Rita, Hamilton Heights had them on the ropes in the first half.
They did. And then in the second half, they kind of forgot what they were supposed to do.
They beat Hamilton Heights.
Yes. They started chucking up threes. They made some bad decisions. They really were putting themselves out there in some of the passes that weren't probably the best of choices. And I'm telling you, Twin Lakes just took it to them then. They took advantage of every one of those mistakes, and they did a great job of winning the game, determined, and they were determined to make sure they did it, and they did.
And they want to push the tempo. They average 62 points a game, only give up 38 a game. This is a team led by underclassman Olivia Nickerson, the 5'7 junior, a future all-star, a 5'7 junior averaging 19 a game. Then you have Addie Bozeman. Nickerson is a pure shooter, Rita.
Yes.
There is nowhere on the court she's not afraid. She launched a couple of shots 2 feet beyond the volleyball kill line.
They were NBA shots.
Bozeman's more of a driver, really controls things. Addie Ward, the senior, came through in big time for them late. Hit a couple of threes in that third quarter, helped spur the comeback. Cora Pass knows her role. Hodgson is also another rebounder defender. And they also bring in, you know, Oliver, Need, and Cher off the bench. All provide size and all provide different things for this Twin Lakes team. They're a well-rounded ball club, and there's no doubt why they are the number one team in the state. And it's when you're the lone undefeated team in the state in 3A, that's why you're number one. And they brought a huge crowd from Monticello in that area.
Huge crowd from both teams.
Exactly.
And they're happy tonight. They're singing along with everything that's played in the music. Some dancing in their seats, and when they stand up, of course, they're really dancing. And also, people just kind of feel like something special is going to happen. Both teams feel that way. And I think it's going to be very special. It will just seem a rise to occasion thing is going to be needed for both teams.
When we come back, we'll talk about Fairfield's trip here. As Neil Diamond continues to play in the background here at LaPorte High School, we're back in 2 minutes here on WRSW.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Yes, we have the largest selections of frames in the region, and we can make glasses the same day with our in-house lab, but we offer way more than that. We diagnose and treat eye problems for all ages, from seeing if your toddler can see properly to checking for age-related eye diseases. From fitting the latest in contact lenses to treating eye infections and injuries, we love to treat your eyes. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Hi, this is First Federal Savings Bank loan originator Julia Moore. Are you looking to remodel your home or consolidate debts but don't want to take out a second mortgage to finance it? We have the product for you, a home equity line of credit. This product has a convenient draw period with no closing cost. I can take your application or you can apply at firstfederalbanking.com. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. Contact me for additional terms and conditions. FDIC insured, equal housing lender, NMLS number 399947.
It's back, Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale at Open House, coming to their Silver Lake location on State Road 15 only, Thursday, February 23rd, and Friday, February 24th from 3 to 7 p.m., and Saturday, February 25th from 9 until 3. Family fun with pontoons or custom-built catamaran deck boats for cruising, fishing, and tubing. All available models will be on display. Check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. The Indoor Boat Show and Open House, Thursday, February 23rd through Saturday, February 25th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
Local weather, 7 days a week on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Tim and Rita back with you here at LaPorte High School where Fairfield takes on Twin Lakes. And Rita, it's been a great year for Fairfield, 26-2. Their only losses are to Columbia City, who just had a tremendous year in 4A, losing to them by 5. And losing to Snyder, and of course Snyder played earlier today in the 4A semi-state, losing to them handily. They beat Jimtown, Northfield, Wawasee, all by 25 points or more. Then Goshen by 29, Churubusco by 36. Then knocked off Concord and Northridge. Beat Angola, Prairie Heights, Lakeland, Fremont. Knocked off Northwood by 41. Beat Garrett by 28. Won the NECC Conference Tournament. Handily, the closest game there was 14 to Central Noble, then knocked off the Cougars the next week by 28, knocked off Westview, beat Bethany Christian by 24, and then had two lopsided wins against West Noble to close the regular season in the first round of the sectional, knocked off Lakeland, and then, of course, knocked off Highland last week, rallying, and today they were just dominant throughout, Rita. And remember, Fairfield played in the semi-state a year ago, but it was in two-way, and it was a tough loss, losing to Frankton 35-34. And you can tell these girls, these four seniors, have really led this team. They've bought into what Coach Garber has taught them, plus they provide their own leadership, and they've just had a tremendous, tremendous year.
Had a great year with great backing. People up there are so much like any rural community. They love their kids, they love success, and they'll back them in the hilt. And tonight, we have a great crowd both for Fairfield and Twin Lakes for this one. So this game is going to be spirited. To say it's going to be loud and wild and woolly is an understatement. Everybody will get involved in this one.
Fairfield, again, one of the smallest 3A teams in this whole tournament, and they're here playing for a chance to play at the Fieldhouse next week. Again, Fairfield has never won a semi-state. The only time Twin Lakes did it was all the way back in 1980. And talking to Mike Deke earlier, Rita, he had a great thought, and I agree with him. They're a little bit different, but remember the Northwood team of 2020?
Yes.
Where they just wore people out with their defense. Twin Lakes plays in the same conference as Benton Central. They were the high-flying team. I'm sure Fairfield wants the same formula that Northwood had 3 years ago in winning their first ever semi-state championship.
It is so hard to go undefeated for a full season in all the tournaments. It's so hard because you have the target on your back. Everybody wants to beat the number one team. And I'm sure that's the big pep talk for Fairfield coming into this one. Twin Lakes has really done a great job of thwarting off all of that. They've done a super job of keeping everybody at bay. Can they do it one more week? Well, we'll find out in a few minutes. And when we find that out, somebody's going to punch a ticket to Indianapolis, and they will be very well represented out of this semi-state.
We'll get the final thoughts and the prediction from John Harrell as we're closing in on tip-off. We're back in 2 minutes on WRSW.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alderfer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
21 years ago, Circle M Springs started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Springs services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service, as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Springs produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
Craig Welding of Mentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 west of Mentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive, weekdays at 2 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Just minutes away from tip-off, 28-0 Twin Lakes, 26-2 Fairfield. Brad Bozeman leads the Indians in his 20th year, 282-189. Brody Garber, 178-89 at his alma mater in his 11th year leading Fairfield. Computer rankings, Twin Lakes at 95.77, first in 3A, Fairfield 87.69, fifth in 3A. Again, earlier today, Twin Lakes beat Hamilton Heights 51-44, while Fairfield beat Tippecanoe Valley 54-33 versus common foes. Both teams unblemished. Twin Lakes 1-0, Fairfield 2-0. Last 20 years, they've never met. They've never met in the tournament. John Harrell says Twin Lakes will win it 49-43, and we'll see how this one develops. Fairfield will be the home team. Their fans are closest to us. Twin Lakes will be the road team. They'll wear the red jerseys. We're just minutes away. If Rita's called, the 48th semi-state, she is called, and we'll bring you that finale. Falcons and Indians in 2 minutes here on WSW Sports.
Whether your business is on the farm or in town, Crossroads Bank wants to help you succeed. That is why Crossroads offers competitive rates and friendly service with their business loans. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Any car dealer can compete on price. That's what they do. But not many car dealers compete on service and customer satisfaction like Gagnon Motors in Akron. They have a great service department with low shop rates. Gagnon Motors is a Delco service center. When you buy from them, you know it's backed by great service. The service technicians check for any hidden problems. It's the big and the little things that make people happy. Spend as much time finding a good car dealer as you do finding a good deal. We think you'll choose Gagnon Motors in Akron. Go to GagnonMotors.net.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Cates Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Cates Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Cates Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit CatesTax.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester. Neptune of Mentone is proud to offer Steel Tech buildings. Steel Tech buildings are engineered and fabricated with the highest standards in workmanship and materials. Neptune will show you how to use bolt together connections for ease of erection while meeting your design needs. And on-site consultation is available if needed. If you're planning a new building, be sure to get all of the options. Neptune will help you get a contractor or you can do it yourself. Steel Tech buildings, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
Appreciate our great sponsors once again. Glad you could join us on this Saturday night. Rhea and I were spending a little bit of time on the road in between these sessions, and it's nice to read that the sun is starting to set a little bit later and later, and definitely can tell we're winding down again. Don't forget tomorrow, the boys sectional draw, state finals draw, right here on 107.3, beginning your way at 5 o'clock. Let's give you the starting lineups. First off for Twin Lakes, at 1-4 will be Cora Pass. She's a 5'11 senior, averaging 4 points a game. She'll be joined by Addie Ward, a 5'7 senior, averaging 11 a game. Hannah Hodgson, a 5'10 senior, averaging 6 a game. Addie Bozeman, a 5'7 sophomore, averaging 18 points a game. And rounding out the lineup for Twin Lakes is Olivia Nickerson, a 5'7 senior, averaging 19 points a game. And again, look for Oliver, Need, and Scherer to be their main people off the bench for Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes at the south end of this gymnasium. They brought a huge crowd, as Rhea talked about earlier. We're set up in the north end of the gymnasium. Fairfield's brought a huge crowd as well, both teams with huge student sections. So when you hear crowd reaction, and it's positive, it probably means Fairfield's doing some great things because their fans are right close to us. Here are the Fairfield Falcons. They're in the home jerseys, wearing the white uniforms. Fairfield in navy blue across the front of their jerseys. Navy blue and gold trim, and here is their lineup. Starting at one guard, Morgan Galthrop, a 5'8 senior, averaging 11 points a game. Another guard is Kaylee Dillon, a 5'6 junior, averaging 8 a game. Delaney Geiger is a 5'5 senior, averaging 2 points a game. Bailey Willer will play it on the outside on offense, on the middle of that 2-3 zone defense on the inside. Stronger than anybody in the post I've seen this year, a 5'5 senior, averaging 10 a game. And I was trying to decide what position I was going to say for Bria Garber. I say yes. She plays basketball. She plays every position for the Falcons. Second all-time leading scorer in Fairfield history behind her mom. She plays for her dad. She's headed to Indiana Wesleyan. 6 foot senior, averages 15 a game. But that doesn't tell you all she does. She also averages 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, and nearly 2 blocks a game. Eva Herbert, their main person off the bench, the 5'10 freshman, has been impressive. She averages 6, but she helps that defense up top. Officials, Sean Surfee, Brian Totten, and we're very familiar with Joe Rudolph, and they get the call of tonight's game. And you're here with the call now from Rita Price. Rita?
All set to go. What a joy this is tonight. We're close to the Fairfield people. Valley used to go there for the tournament. They're great people, and this is a big opportunity. So it'll be tipped around 2 or 3 times. It will be Twin Lakes with the ball. So Twin Lakes will have it, and Bozeman will have the basketball. They'll bring it back out straight away to the outside. It'll be picked up in the outer perimeter to Ward. Ward with the ball, top of the key over to the right side. They'll bring it into Bozeman. Bozeman back out once again to the outer perimeter. They'll move it over to the outside again, waiting for something to happen. The sharp shooter is Nickerson. Remember that. She'll shoot from way beyond the arc. She gets the ball, top of the key, inside, outside. Shot's going to be up to start it out. That's good. Give that one to Addison Ward for a 3.
Nobody counting on your senior, and she delivers. And so Twin Lakes off with an early start.
We'll bring it up over the line. Now it'll be Willard. Willard with the ball, top of the key. It's going to be Garber. Garber with the bounce ball off the outside to Willard. She'll bring it in the paint. Can't get anything away. Needs a little bit of help there. And they'll go down low. They'll bring it back out straight away again. Over to the left wing. It'll be Gothrop. Gothrop over top of the key. Bring it over the right side now. It'll be Dillon. Dillon with the basketball. Looks inside. It'll be Garber. She'll spin around the defense. Fire it up. It's going to be way wide. And the rebound's going to be cleared out by Addison Ward of Twin Lakes. So Twin Lakes will bring it down over the 10-second line. Hold it up to Gothrop or the outside. But the shot by Nickerson is no good. And a personal foul. Is that a personal call? Okay. Ball over to the left wing now. She'll try another one. That's good. Well, there you go. It's going to be a good shot taken by a great player. And that happens to be Olivia Nickerson of Twin Lakes. So it's 6-0. 2 threes. Get it going. The basketball to the right side now. It'll be picked up high in the outer perimeter. A quick pass inside. Garber fires it up. Bumped a little bit. No call. And the ball's got to go on the inside. It'll be picked up by Twin Lakes. They'll bring it up over the line right away to Bowman. Bowman with the basketball. Brings it back out once again to Nickerson for 3. That one's wide. Won't go. Rebound's fought for. It'll be a held ball situation.
And I'll go back to Fairfield. If sometimes you may miss threes, it's a long bounding rebound, and that benefited Twin Lakes on their previous possession where they got a 3 off the offensive board. This time a tie-up. All of her possession goes back to Fairfield.
So Garber will have it. She'll bring it up over the line now with a little bit of help from the backcourt. They'll bring it over the line and set up the play. 6:02 left to go in the first. 6-0. The lead is Twin Lakes. We'll come back out straight away to the outside to Willard. Willard with the ball on the left wing into the inside to Garber. Garber didn't have room, so she'll get it over the right side. Shot was taken by Geiger. Didn't go. Goes out of bounds. Should go back to Fairfield.
Letting them play here early on, Rita. That is for sure. Letting them play a lot more than they did in either semifinal today. A
lot of bumping going on.
You got to adjust to this.
Yes, you do. Ball to Willard over to the right side now. Goes deep to Dillon. Dillon back once again to Willard. She'll take it in. She's going to be tied up immediately, but gets out of there. Geiger ends up with the ball. Geiger with the ball over to the right side. Shot's going to be up. It's a 3 attempt. It won't go for Dillon, and it's going to be taken away. And down over the 10-second line quickly is Bozeman. Bozeman now with the ball. A give and go and a beautiful shot. Well, they went to Hodkin, they went to Bowman, and it's good for 2. 8-0 the count right now with 5:27 left to go in the first. It is Twin Lakes lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WRSW Sports.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Yes, we have the largest selections of frames in the region, and we can make glasses the same day with our in-house lab, but we offer way more than that. We diagnose and treat eye problems for all ages, from seeing if your toddler can see properly to checking for age-related eye diseases. From fitting the latest in contact lenses to treating eye infections and injuries, we love to treat your eyes. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Well, early on, Rita, Twin Lakes got off to a great start. Remember, Fairfield only gives up 28 points a game. In 2.5 minutes, Twin Lakes already with 8. And Falcons take a timeout. Let's see if they get a good offensive set this trip.
So they come up the top of the key. It will be Garber. Garber with the ball across court to Willard. She's open for a three. That's no good. Rebound, though. Track down on the right side. A good job that time by Dillon. Turnaround jumper's up and good. Got that one to go. Let's credit that one to Dillon. Kaylee Dillon.
Junior comes through with a nice shot.
8-2 the count now. It's still a Twin Lakes lead. They come back out the outside. It'll be picked up in the outer perimeter. Back over to the right wing. They go inside now looking for Bozeman. Back out top of the key to Nickerson. Over to the outside. They bring it all the way in. Scoop it up. It's no good.
Block.
Rebound to Fairfield. A great block, Tim.
By Garber.
Yep. Who else? We'll bring it down over the 10-second line. We're going to have a couple of kids run over, and that's going to be a personal foul.
Good screen set up by Geiger, and we saw Fairfield set a couple of screens earlier today. It's not necessarily the defender. It's her teammates not letting her know the screen is coming up. Foul on Ward is her first. It's a common foul, and pass will sit down for the Indians. And coming into the game is Cher, a 5'11 senior.
So we'll bring it back outside. It'll be Willard on the high post. She finds a little bit of an opening there. Stops up from 15 feet, and it's good. Good job. 8-4 the count. Now a 4-point lead for Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes will bring it up over the line. It'll be Bozeman. Knocked it out of her hands, but she gets it back. Classy little girl here gets the job done. Shots up, and it's a little bit wide this time. It won't go, and it's going to be picked up on the rebound by Fairfield. A good look for Nickerson. It just wouldn't go down the hole.
And a good rebound by Carver.
Absolutely. Ball on the baseline. We're going to have a blocking foul on that baseline.
Nickerson picks up the foul, so Fairfield can breathe, Rita. They got down 8-0. What a great timeout by Coach Garber. And it will be Fairfield scored four in a row, and they'll have Bree Garber bring it in baseline right.
So Bree gets it over the right side and will reload the offense. It'll be coming back out to the outside. Gothard flip it back on top of the key. Comes in the outside to Dillon. Dillon with the ball. They'll go down low. It's going to be a turnaround if they can make that work. They can't, but they'll go instead inside. Shot's going to be taken, and it would might go for Dillon, and that turns it back over to Twin Lakes. So Twin Lakes brings it back to the outside to Nickerson. It's no good on the three. Ball to the Lord. Willard protects the basketball. Oh, a little bit of contact there. No call.
But they tried to steal away. She says, no, thank you.
Ball in the left wing. She ain't going to let you do it. We'll bring it back out straight away. Garber with the ball. Over to the right wing. We'll go to the baseline. It's up, and it's a short shot by Gothrop. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of bounds, and it'll go back to Twin Lakes. Yeah, this is going to be physical.
Both teams attacking the basket, and you got to go in and score, thinking that you're going to draw contact, try to go ahead and make the basket, because the officials will not bail you out tonight.
Ball is up over the 10-second line now quickly. We'll bring it over the line. It'll be Ward. Ward with the ball back on top of the key. Bozeman with the ball. Brings it down short range over to the left wing. Shot's going to be up for a three. That's going to be a little bit wide for Ward. But the rebound retrieved, and Nickerson hits a long-range three.
Twin Lakes does a great job, Rita. When they get the rebound, they look for Nickerson, and she's hit two threes. The three she's hit have both come off offensive rebounds.
And none of them have been close to the line.
Nope.
All way back. Ball over to the left wing, now to Garber. Garber brings off to Willard. Willard with the ball. Holds it up in the backcourt. Now looks for a little bit of help. Goes over to the right wing. It'll be picked up in the right corner. They'll go down low, looking for a little bit of an opening there. No good. But that drew a personal foul as Geiger took the baseline right.
Cher will pick up the foul. Geiger will go to the free throw line on the play by Garber. And going to the free throw line will be Delana Geiger.
Geiger will have the opportunity.
So, Fairfield got within four. That three back up to seven.
Shots up, and it's rattling good. Boy, it hit the right side of the rim, but it fell in.
Twin Lakes fans were pointing to the right, and then it hit the right, and then it fell back into the left. And the super freshman has come in for Fairfield. That's Eva Herbert. She'll take a spot of Dillon on the floor for Fairfield. One more coming for Geiger.
Takes her time. It's up. And it's good this time straight away. So we're looking at 11-7. We'll bring it up over the line and set up the play action in the outsides. 11-6. We'll crack that. High on the outside is Gothrop. Back over the right wing. She picks up the defensive job. And this ball's going to go in. It rolls around. It comes out. And it's going to be a Fairfield basketball as it looked like it was going on in for Bozeman, but didn't go. Back in the backcourt. Little contact. That's what this screaming is all about. But the little contact is going to happen in this one. We go now to Garber. And what did she do?
She must have palmed the basketball they ruled. So that's a turn, a first turn for each squad. I thought maybe he was going to call her for an offensive foul for slapping the hand away, but he just said a palming violation.
So at 11-6, Twin Lakes has the ball and the lead. We'll bring it back out to the outside. Picks up in the outer perimeter now. It'll go back to Bonesman. Up inside, the ball's going to be loose. Everybody tries to get it, and they finally do, and I mean Fairfield. It'll be Garber. She brings it up over the line, over to the left wing now. Inside shot is up. It rattles in. Talk about a soft touch. That was a beautiful make by Herbert.
Freshman comes in, gets her first two, and Fairfield back within three.
11-8 the count. Basketball in the backcourt now to Bozeman. Bozeman basketball holds it up in the outside to go to Hodgkin. Hodgkin back out right away. Look across court, over to the left wing, picking it up now in the deep left corner. It's going to be taken away. Stepping in the passing lanes right away. Ball's going to be led over to the right side. It'll be led by the freshman, and we'll bring back out to Willard. Willard found it open. It's up, and it's no good. Boy, she will never be more open than that. But the ball's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It will go back to Twin Lakes. What a great break that could have been.
Willard, you and I both saw the angle for right where we are. It looked pure, but just a little long. And then a great effort by Geiger nearly to get the offensive rebound near the timeline. Coach Garber takes his daughter and Bree Willard out with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Fairfield back in it. Let's see if they can close this quarter strong.
Okay, we'll hold it up in the backcourt. It'll be picked up in the backcourt right away as they roll it around to Ward. Back out straight away. Top of the key, Addison Bozeman. Bozeman with the basketball brings it all the way down the hole. Credits over the right side. Here we go for a long shot. It's a three, and it will not go. This one is no good by Nickerson. Down low, a fight for the ball. Goes out of bounds. What are they going to say? It is back to Fairfield.
I can claim that it was tipped. And you and I had an angle, possibly I thought the same thing, but instead, a miss for Twin Lakes and Fairfield with the ball. Down three, a big possession here.
Well, Herbert will bring it over the line, and we'll set it up, hold up the ball, over to the left wing, back out straight away. High on the outside as they roll it up to Dillon with the ball, top of the key, over to the right wing again. It goes to Herbert, Herbert with the ball. So they'll see if they can get something going as they go down to the last second of this half, of this quarter, rather. So the bounce pass goes over the right side. Fairfield has it. Coming down the wire now at the end of the first quarter. It's now 11-8, Twin Lakes. Ball back straight away to the outside to pick up the dribble. They come back out once again to the outer perimeter. It'll be picked up by Dillon. Inside, looking for help. Over the left wing, Hall's in the middle. We'll bring it back out once again. Bring it down low. Shots up. Won't go. Rebound fought for. They have a held ball, but we're going to have a personal foul on the play.
Good look by Herbert. And then Hall, who has her leg heavily wrapped and a big brace on the knee, picks up the foul. No, check that. Don't give that foul to Herbert. It's her first, and Twin Lakes will have 4 seconds to work the length of court. Speed of this team, that is extremely possible.
It is very possible. We'll see what they can do. Bozeman over the ball. Not yet up over the line. Now up over the line. Less than a second to go. She threw it, and it went in.
What a shot.
Holy moly, that was a fabulous shot.
Big basket for Twin Lakes, and they'll get the ball to start the second quarter. It's Twin Lakes 14, Fairfield 8. We're back with the second quarter in 1 minute on WRSW.
At First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, we've been serving our communities in northern Indiana since 1966. We offer a wide variety of products and services for our customers, such as a Simply Free Checking, Simply Free Business Checking, Mortgage Lending, and Commercial Lending, financial services through LPL Financial, and insurance services. We don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. First Federal Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
It's back. Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale at Open House. Coming to their Silver Lake location on State Road 15 only. Thursday, February 23rd and Friday, February 24th from 3 to 7 p.m. And Saturday, February 25th from 9 until 3. Family fun with pontoons or custom-built catamaran deck boats for cruising, fishing, and tubing. All available models will be on display. Check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. The Indoor Boat Show and Open House Thursday, February 23rd through Saturday, February 25th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Well, right now, Twin Lakes up by six, and really they're living by the three. They attempted 12 shots that first quarter, and 10 of them were from beyond the arc. They lead at 14-8, and Twin Lakes with the ball to start this second quarter.
They'll bring it in. They can't get any shot away, so they'll come back to the exterior. It's been an all-perimeter game. Here comes Nicholson, but it's blocked. Blocked by Garber. Big block, and that was a big play. Garber will bring it up over the line now. Pulls it over the right side. Deep in the right corner. They come back once again to the freshman, and they'll try to reload the offense. Looking to the inside, high on the outside. Looking for something to go. Herbert gets it down low. Shot's going to be no good. Kind of deflected away in there for Dillon, and that turns it back once again to Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes with the ball. Over to the right wing. Picked up in the right corner. It'll go inside. Now a nice move to the bucket. And give it to her. That's Addison Ward.
Addie Ward gets her first two. She created space. I didn't think there was any gap there, but she found it. And now Twin Lakes matches their largest lead of eight.
They doubled it up. 16-8. Ball comes back out top of the key. Over the left wing now. Somebody's going to have to make a move. It's going to be Herbert. Herbert now with the ball on the perimeter. Comes back out straight away. We'll work over to the right side, deep in the right corner. Back out once again to the outer perimeter. A little look that was kind of a miscue, but it was picked back up. A good retrieving of the basketball that time by Geiger. We'll bring it back out to Herbert. She thought about the three, changed her mind. She'll look for help. She'll go back straight away. Ball's going to be taken away from Garber, and it will be picked up right away. And down the other end we come. It was done by Ward. Over to the left wing, deep in the left corner. Back once again to the outside, down low, out to Bozeman. Bozeman goes inside. The big kid's going to try one, and she'll travel.
Yeah, pretty easy. She couldn't find her balance. And Fairfield back with three new players. Herbert will sit down, as will Dillon, as will Hall. And Fairfield will come back in.
So that held her at pass, rather at bay. And that gives the ball back to the kids of Fairfield. The Falcons have it. Back to the backcourt. It'll come over the right wing. Looking for the pass. Comes out to Willard. Willard with the ball. Over to the left corner now. Looking for a little bit of help inside. No room there. They come back out to Willard. Willard with the ball. Gets it over the left corner. They'll get down to the inside to Garber. She'll score. And there's a personal foul on the play.
Beautiful post pass that time. Hodgkin was trying to deny the post pass. Then she tried to recover, but Garber was too tall, too strong. She finished. Hodgson with the foul, and Bree Garber now will go to the line to try to draw Falcons back within five. And Hodgson will sit down with that first foul on her.
So it will be an opportunity here for Garber, who's going to have to take this ball game on her back, I believe, to make this work. She got that one to go. That's a three-point play. 16-11.
Those are her first points of this game.
Got to have those points. 5:50 left to go in the first half. 16-11 is the count. It is a Twin Lakes lead, and they have the ball. Ward will take it down, throws it up short. A fight for the basketball, and a hell ball is going to be called.
Back to Fairfield on a possession.
Big break there.
Twin Lakes got the ball. It was a beautiful move by Ward, but it was an air ball about 2 feet short. And that lots of times benefits the offensive player, but a good job by Fairfield to tie it up, and an opportunity again for the Falcons here.
So they'll bring it over the line. It'll be Garber. Garber with the basketball, holds it up top of the key. Looks over to Willard. Willard with the ball back out straight away. Over the high and the outer perimeter. We'll roll it up. It'll come to Dillon. Dillon with the ball over to the right side. The shot's going to be up. It's a three. It's pure. And that's taken away nothing from Morgan Gothrop. She put it away with authority. 16-14, two-point lead now for Twin Lakes. We'll come back out to Bozeman. Bozeman with the ball. Goes inside to the right side. Tries to get inside. We're going to have it. Oh, we call a pushing foul there.
Again, Willard just being strong. And if you see Bailey Willard, she's not got back down from anybody. But a tough call on her there because she didn't reach in. They just called her with the body block. And that is her first, just the second team foul on the Falcons.
So we'll bring it in. Twin Lakes has it knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds off the hands of Kaylee Dillon. Aggressive defensive move there. They're back in it now, Tim.
Exactly. And again, can Twin Lakes continue to shoot well from the outside, second game in one day? That's going to ultimately decide, I think, who wins this game.
They'll bring the ball inside. Bozeman didn't get an opportunity there. They'll bring it back over the outside to Ward. Ward with the ball. Back to Bozeman. She thought about it. She brings it in from 15 feet away. Hits the square. Doesn't get it to go. And the rebound's going to be pulled out of there. A good rebound and a shot taken from long range. That won't go for Ward. And the rebound now will come up the outside. It'll be picked up by Gothrop. So here's a big trip, Timothy. This could be the shot. No, way off the mark for Garber. That was way wide, and the rebound's going to be taken to the inside, and Bozeman has it. So Bozeman with the basketball, holds it up in the perimeter, back out straight away. Nickerson with the ball. Nickerson looks for help, double-teamed in the backcourt. They go over to the right side. They'll be picked up on the right wing. Looking for a little bit of help.
Oh.
To go down low. That should have been a travel, shouldn't it? Didn't make any difference. He got it back. Mathieu there. Nickerson for three. That really put an exclamation point on it.
Tough break there for Fairfield. Twin Lakes did a great job continuing to play on, and now they're back up by five.
So we'll see what will happen now as Fairfield has it back. 19-14. It will be a Twin Lakes lead. They had to work for that, but they got it done. Garber in the lane, didn't get it to go, but draws a personal foul.
Officials looked at each other, possibly deciding if it was a block or charge. They both agreed that was a block. And Garber back to the line for two more free throws. Foul will go on Ward. That's her second. And Bria Garber back to the line for Fairfield. 3:49 to go here in the second quarter.
Shot up and good.
Garber shooting into the sea of red that is the Twin Lakes student section. Back in the game for Fairfield comes Geiger, and Whitaker will take a seat. Definitely Fairfield's right back in this game, Rita.
Absolutely.
But again, Nickerson with three huge threes off of offensive rebounds.
Second one's good. Well, we saw that earlier today. Nickerson is just an outstanding outside shooter. We'll go to Bozeman. Over to the right side, Nickerson to get a shot to hit that one off. Garber picked her up. We'll go over to the left wing now. They'll take a run to the inside. Over the right wing, it comes to Bozeman. Back up top of the key. Hey, it's going to be gone again. It wouldn't go this time for Nickerson, but the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Who gets it? Oh, they're going to give it to Twin Lakes.
Trying to Fairfield fans right in close of us don't think it was... Don't protest too much, so it wasn't an obvious call, and it will be Twin Lakes with the ball underneath.
So we bring it back to the backcourt. Setting it up in the high on the outside, it'll be Bozeman. Over to the left wing now. Right away, it's Hodkin. Hodkin with the basketball, holds it up. Looks for a little bit of help in the backcourt. Gets that help. It'll be Nickerson. Nickerson with the ball. Brings it over the right side. Setting it up as Bozeman. She'll take it all the way down the court. Willards knocks her down almost. But they stop it. And the officials are really letting them play in this one. We come back to the right side. It'll be picked up to Bozeman. Bozeman with the basketball. Holds it up in the perimeter. Now it's going to be taken away. It's going to be taken away. But she'll hold it up. Good idea for Garber. Now she gets over the left wing all alone for a three. That's holding. No good. Gothard got a good look, Morgan did, but that wouldn't go in. Now we're going to have a quick timeout, a 30-second break, Tim.
1960 Twin Lakes are the ones who take the timeout, and we're back in 30 seconds on WRSW Sports.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
Local weather, 7 days a week, on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Twin Lakes has had an 8-point lead a couple of times here in this first half of play. Right now their lead is 3. Fairfield's defense has allowed them to stay in this one. Twin Lakes that takes the timeout, and they will have the ball, Rita.
Here we go, Bozeman with it. So it will be Twin Lakes with a 3-point lead and the ball. We'll hold it up in the backcourt now and bring it back out straight away. Looking inside, they'll bring it back once again. Bozeman tried to get in. Triple team didn't get an opportunity for that one. But we'll bring it back to Hodgkin. Hodgkin with the ball. Hodgkin with the basketball, holds it up in the backcourt. Seth cut off there. We'll bring it straight away. It'll be Bozeman. She thought about the three. She did get a screen, but couldn't get it off. Ball comes back out once again, knocked away. Beautiful, beautiful job there. Let's see if they can finish. They throw it up, and they did. And give those two and the steal to Morgan Gothrop.
She's got five, and Fairfield within one.
19-18, Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes with it all. They hold it up on the backcourt. High on the outside. Now we'll look for the action. Less than 2 minutes to go in the first half. Twin Lakes has the lead, but they've been pushed right in the corner right now by Fairfield.
Bozeman's
going to just kind of go time and score, don't you think?
Yeah, well, they're just, you know, this team, Nickerson thought about it, taking it from 35.
Shot up.
Wow.
Good. Wow, that's an answer right there. A big answer comes from Addison Bozeman.
She's got eight and a big answer for Twin Lakes, and they're back up by four.
So we'll bring it up over the line in for Fairfield. They'll bring it over to the left wing. Galthrop back out straight away to the right side to Willard. Willard with the ball. Holds it up in the perimeter. Back door comes to the outside. It'll be picked up right away by Herbert. Herbert with the ball. Looking for a little bit of help inside. No place to go in there, really. We'll bring it back straight away. It'll be picked up in the outer perimeter. High on the outside they go. They'll work it over to the right side. It'll be picked up once again by Gothard. Shot's going to be up and no good for a three. Rebound will be fought for. It goes out of bounds. Which way will they go with that one?
Should go to Fairfield. It does. And that's a break also for Fairfield. Garber had been on the bench after the last time out. She is allowed to come back in. And now will be in the forecourt for the Falcons as Taylor Oliver, a 5'5 freshman, will come in the game for share for the Indians, and Garber to inbound for Fairfield.
Garber does it. Brings it back out once again to the outside. It'll be Herbert over to the right wing. They'll hold it up to Garber. Garber in the basketball looks straight away to the outside. It'll go to Herbert. Herbert on the high post. Brings it inside, outside. Now looks for a little bit of help. Double team. They'll bring it out once again to the outer perimeter, and it'll be Geiger with it. Geiger with the ball. Back once again to the outside to Herbert. Herbert to the basketball. Looks for a little bit of help. Goes inside. Oh. Bad pass. Out of bounds. That hurt.
Just a third turnover on Fairfield, but again, how do you close a quarter? How do you begin a quarter so huge in so many games? Coach Bozeman for Twin Lakes addressing things to Nickerson, saying, this is what we want to run. Let's see if Twin Lakes holds for the last shot. They're up by four, and if there's no jump ball, they would also get the ball to start the second half.
22-18. So Twin Lakes with the ball. Holds it up in the backcourt. Goes against Garber. Garber. Picked up by Herbert. Herbert now will pick her up. It'll be Bozeman. Bozeman with the ball way outside. Looking for the clock to go down. A traveling violation is going to be called. That's on Taylor Oliver.
Fifth turnover on the Indians. And so now Fairfield an opportunity. Twin Lakes will show a little token full court pressure. And let's see what the Falcons can come up with here.
They got plenty of time. 13.3 seconds left. Garber with the ball. Brings it over the line. Will set up the play action on the outside. Works over to the right side. Now takes it all the way in herself. Shovels it off underneath the Herbert. It was blocked on her. Couldn't get it to go. And a long range shot for the three on the buzzer. And we're going to have a halftime score of Twin Lakes 22 and Fairfield 18. 22-18 is your halftime score. We'll come back with stats and facts scores. And, of course, those pertinent statistics to give us all the percentages. That'll come up next on WRSW Sports.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
21 years ago, Circle M Springs started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Springs services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service, as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Springs produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive. Weekdays at 2 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Yeah, LaPorte High School, Tim Kiefer, Rita Price with you. It's Twin Lakes 22, Fairfield 18. It was 14-8 Twin Lakes after the first quarter. And think about that three-point basket right before the end of the buzzer. What a big basket that was by Ward for Twin Lakes. And in that second quarter, it was actually Fairfield outscoring Twin Lakes 10-8, but still the Indians with a four-point lead here at halftime. Take a look at scoring. First off for Twin Lakes, Olivia Nickerson leads away with 9. Addie Bozeman with 8. Addie Ward with 5. While Hannah Hodgson, as well as Cora Pass, Taylor Oliver, and Evelyn Scherer played but did not score as they played 7. And just 3 girls scored, but it was very balanced out among those 3. Fairfield led by the 5 points, make that of Morgan Galthrop. Bree Garber also with 5. 2 apiece for Kaylee Dillon, Delana Geiger, and Bailey Willard, as well as Eva Herbert off the bench. While Natalie Whitaker and Jaslyn Hall played but did not score. So Fairfield played 7 and 5, did score in that first half. We've had no ties, no lead changes. Is led by 8 on 2 different occasions, most recently at 16-8. We'll come back with stats and facts brought to you by Alder for Bergen and Company in 2 minutes here on WRSW.
Teamwork is what Insurance One Services is all about. Working together with you, the client, to ensure you have the best coverage for the best price for all of your insurance needs, from home and auto to business insurance, as well as life and Medicare supplements. Located in Akron, Indiana, and all Crossroads Bank locations, contact Craig Durkis or Todd Helvey at 574-893-4399. That's 893-4399. Or visit their website at insuranceoneservices.com and their Facebook page at Insurance One Services.
Are you spending hours searching the web trying to find a vehicle? Save the time and trouble. Stop in at Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron. See John, Brandon, Dave, or Jamie. Tell them what you're looking for and what price range you need, then let them do all the work. Of course, you can also check out GagnonMotors.net. The award-winning Delco Service Center is waiting to take care of major or minor auto repairs. Their shop rate will fit into your budget. They also sell tires. Gagnon Motors in Akron. They have what you need.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, U.S. 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
What do you think of this?
Tim and Rita back with you here at LaPorte. 22-18. It is Twin Lakes leading Fairfield. Halftime stats and facts brought to you by Elder for Bergen and Company. When our teams make free throws, it goes to the Casey Riley Kids Fund. We've raised $1,340 to the Casey Riley Kids Fund. That helps parents in Kosciuszko County who take their children to Riley Hospital with expenses like gas, food, and lodging. Alder for Bergen and Company, financial planners, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Been a defensive battle in this one. Twin Lakes shoots, as they lead it here, 22-18 at half. Shoot 8 of 21 from the field at 38%. They were 6 of 16 from beyond the arc at 38%. They did not get to the free throw line, so they only took 5 shots inside the arc. Conversely, Fairfield just 6 of 20 for the game for 30%. They're just 1 of 4 from beyond the arc at 25%. And they were a perfect 5 for 5 from the free throw line at 100%. 3 turnovers for Fairfield in that first half, while Twin Lakes turned it over 5 times. Twin Lakes with a slight rebounding edge, 11-9, 3-2 on the offensive glass. But the most important stat, it is Twin Lakes 22, Fairfield 18. We'll come back with the second half of action in 2 minutes on WRSW.
Niftone of Mentone is proud to offer Steel Tech buildings. Steel Tech buildings are engineered and fabricated with the highest standards in workmanship and materials. Niftone will show you how to use bolt together connections for ease of erection while meeting your design needs. And on-site consultation is available if needed. If you're planning a new building, be sure to get all of the options. Niftone will help you get a contractor, or you can do it yourself. Steel Tech buildings, now available at Niftone of Mentone.
Niftone of Mentone.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Yes, we have the largest selections of frames in the region, and we can make glasses the same day with our in-house lab, but we offer way more than that. We diagnose and treat eye problems for all ages, from seeing if your toddler can see properly to checking for age-related eye diseases. From fitting the latest in contact lenses to treating eye infections and injuries, we love to treat your eyes. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Hi, this is First Federal Savings Bank loan originator Julia Moore. Are you looking to remodel your home or consolidate debts but don't want to take out a second mortgage to finance it? We have the product for you, a home equity line of credit. This product has a convenient draw period with no closing cost. I can take your application or you can apply at firstfederalbanking.com. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. Contact me for additional terms and conditions. FDIC insured, equal housing lender, NMLS number 399947.
It's back, Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale at Open House, coming to their Silver Lake location on State Road 15 only, Thursday, February 23rd, and Friday, February 24th from 3 to 7 p.m., and Saturday, February 25th from 9 until 3. Family fun with pontoons or custom-built catamaran deck boats for cruising, fishing, and tubing. All available models will be on display. Check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. The Indoor Boat Show and Open House, Thursday, February 23rd through Saturday, February 25th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
All the other three semi-states in the north have reached halftime as well. Fisher leads Lake Central 32-17 in the 4A semi-state. They've entered the fourth quarter, Rita, at Logansport. LaPel has a three-point lead on Central Noble 36-33. And in 1A, Bethany Christian's hanging in there, but top-ranked Tri leads Bethany Christian 37-31 in the fourth. So all our area teams, Rita, need a little bit of rallying. Fairfield down by four. Twin Lakes will have the basketball. If Twin Lakes continues to get timely three-point shots, they'll win. Fairfield, let's see if their defense just wears down Twin Lakes in the second half.
Well, we know the big girl from Fairfield has to make an impact here.
Yeah.
And a big impact.
She had five. But again, Twin Lakes is sending her a triple team every time she touches the ball, too.
Absolutely. That's going to be expected. The ball comes back to the outside. Now we'll set up the play. High in the outer perimeter, it's going to be Ward. Ward goes inside to Bozeman. Bozeman lost the handle on the ball, and Fairfield gets it back. And the big kid coming out for Twin Lakes is going to commit a personal foul. That's on pass.
Yeah, they tried to drive in against the teeth of the defense. They didn't learn from Tippie New Valley. That is just a tough thing to do, to dribble in the middle of that zone. Turnover and then pass the foul for her Twin Lakes, and Fairfield with the ball down four.
Okay, 22-18 is the count, just underway in the third quarter. The ball goes inside, looking for help now.
Travel.
She moved her pivot foot. Nobody really came to help her either.
Gothrop made a move, and she got kind of caught in between. And then when she was stifled, she took that extra step to find her teammate. Fourth turnover on Fairfield.
Okay, we'll bring it up over the line now with Bozeman. Bozeman with the basketball for Twin Lakes, almost knocked away. They get it back. They go deep in the corner now. Back out straight away at the top of the key. Over to the left wing. Holding up the basketball in the left corner. We'll see what they can do now with Ward. Ward with the ball. Brings it on the high post. Over the left wing to Bozeman. Back out across court. Quickly on the right corner. And we're going to set it up to Nickerson. They'll go down low, and the ball's going to be knocked away. And they say it's a personal foul. Tried to get it into Bozeman. Little contact there.
Give the foul to Willard, her second. Just the first team foul on Fairfield. She becomes the first player for the Falcons with more than one foul.
So we'll set it in under the basket, rather, of Twin Lakes, and they'll get it back to Bozeman. Bozeman, right side to Ward. Double team. Take it away. Garber got a hand on it and picking the basketball up and bringing it down over the tip. Second line is Dillon. Dillon with the ball. Will hold it up in the backcourt. Bounce pass inside. Willard. Willard with the ball. Brings it around the outer perimeter now. Breaks up the dribble. Thought about the three, but changed her mind. Will come over to the left wing. It'll be picked up now by Dillon. Dillon with the ball. Holds it up. Bounce pass Willard. It's a long three.
Oh.
No, it won't go. Rebound fought for. Picked out there by Twin Lakes. Had good position.
It's a good look again for Willard. Now Nickerson, one of those healthy ones.
Boy, that was a long-range shot. She didn't get it. And the ball's going to be retrieved. A good job this time picking it up was Geiger. Geiger down to the inside. Good!
Yeah. He did a 720 around the rim that time before falling in. Geiger, or Garber was 7, and Twin Lakes' lead is diminished to 2.
She's going to have to do that. She's going to have to drive against them. It paid off that time. 22-20. Two-point lead now for Twin Lakes, and they'll hold the ball in the exterior. Looking for help on the right side. They go to Nickerson. Nickerson out with the basketball. Holds it up.
And
knocked away by Garber in. So Garber makes an impact there. She'll bring it up over the 10-second line by herself. Bozeman knocks two kids down. That's an offensive foul.
No, they called on Bozeman right through the screen.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Defensive foul.
Yes.
So we'll
she
go
ran
back.
Ran him over.
Yeah. But it wasn't on Fairfield as they were on offense. And so Falcons again will have it in midcourt looking for a tie or the lead.
She thought she could impact Geiger there and didn't get it done.
No.
Garber, rather. Garber has the basketball in the backcourt now. She'll get it high on the outside. Brings it over to the right wing looking for a little bit of help.
Oh.
They tried to get to Weller. That was just a bad pass. It's going to be picked up for Nickerson. Nickerson down low. High on the outside it goes. They'll pick it up down low. Over to the right wing. Shot's going to be up for a three. That's way off the mark. A long one for Nickerson. Didn't go. A fight for the ball. It's going to be a double team situation. We're going to have what? A hell ball?
No. Water without a bounce when she touched it. She battled Garber underneath. And so another opportunity for Fairfield. That defense starting to wear down Twin Lakes a little further. Can Fairfield just find enough offense? They have yet to tie it. This is the second time they've had the ball with that opportunity.
Morgan Gothrop with it. Across court. Left wing. Down low it goes. They'll bring it back out to Geiger. Back out top of the key. We'll look for a little bit of help this time. Over the right side, they'll take it all the way down the hole. That goes up. It doesn't go, but a blocking foul is going to be called on Twin Lakes.
What aggressive move by Gothrop. And she will have two free throws as Bozeman picks up her second foul.
That's what it's going to take right now. Go into the inside. Do what you can do to draw personals. You step to the line, good things will happen.
And it will be Gothrop at the line for two.
First one's no good.
First miss for Fairfield. They've been 5 for 5, but Gothrop can draw them within one if she can hit this one here.
Taking the time for this one. It's up, and it's no good again. And the rebound's going to be pulled off down low by pass. So Twin Lakes dodged the bullets there, and we're going to have a personal foul. That's going to be a little bit too much aggression. Bozeman really had the position there.
Of course, Bozeman, the coach's daughter, driving in on the left side.
Very talented.
And again, she said, well, that's what they're doing to me. I'm going to drive in and see if I can draw a foul myself.
Bozeman fires one up, rattles around, no good. And it's going to be Garber with a rebound. Has to fight to hold on to it. It'll be Willard. Willard back to Garber. Garber now up over the 10-second line with a two-point lead between Lakes, but Fairfield has the ball. They'll bring it back out straight away to the outside. Holding it up now in the backcourt. They'll load it up to Dillon. Back straight away to Willard. Willard deep in the corner. Now down low.
Oh,
that pass was too high for Garber to pick it up. That was an error that time done by Gothrop. So it will be a turnover, and it will be Twin Lakes with the ball.
Again, Fairfield's had three empty trips with an opportunity to tie or take the lead. And Twin Lakes trying to draw them out a little further.
22-20. A two-point lead now for Twin Lakes. They'll bring it back out the outside. Nickerson over to the left wing. They'll hold it up in the deep left corner. Looking for help to the outside again to Nickerson. Over to Ward. Ward with the ball. Back to Nickerson. Now it's time for a little time and score. Make them come out after you, and that's what's happening. The ball in the backcourt. It'll be picked up in the outside. Picked up this time in the outside by Hodgkin. Hodgkin inside. He can't get the shot away. Gets it off the pass. Back once again. Top of the key shot for three.
Oh, yeah.
You book it. That's by Addison Bozeman.
It all was created by the drive, and then great pass rotation by the Twin Lakes and Bozeman. A healthy three, and Twin Lakes back by five.
Well, there's certain players on that Twin Lakes team you don't leave alone, and she's one of them. We're going to have a personal foul on the three right now. A good job that time by Garber. She decided to take the three, and she was fouling after shooting.
Hodgson picks up the foul. That's her second, but more importantly, sends Garber to the line. She's 3 of 3 on the day. Herbert is at the scorer's table for Fairfield, and she'll come in after the second free throw by Garber.
Brooks is up, and it's good.
Garber now with 8.
25-21 now, could be two more.
And we're down to 3:25 to go here in the third quarter.
Second one's up, and it's good.
Now Herbert will come in. She's going to give Garber a break. And she oftentimes gets breaks about this point, Rita, of each quarter.
Well, yeah. I just hate to see what will happen when she's out. She will come out. And coming into the lineup right now will be Herbert.
So, again, back to a two-point lead for Twin Lakes.
25-23. A low-scoring affair. 3:25 left to go in the third. So Twin Lakes with the ball and the lead. And they have to be breathing a little sigh relief for that inside play right now, as going to the bench was Garber. Top of the key, over to the right side, picking up on the right wing. It'll be picked up in the deep right corner to Ward. Ward with the ball. Ward with the basketball, brings it in against the outside play. They'll try to get something going. They go to Bozeman. She's going to be double-teamed in the backcourt. They come back out to the outside to Nickerson. Over to the right wing, back to Nickerson. Nickerson now with the basketball. Looks over the right side. Timeout, Twin Lakes.
25-23 is our score. Twin Lakes with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW Sports.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
So it works out favorably for Fairfield, Rita. Twin Lakes takes the timeout, but allows Garber to come back into the game. This game is definitely being played to the Fairfield tempo as they trail Twin Lakes by 2. And the Indians will inbound with 2:56 to go here in the third quarter.
Bozeman will have the entry. She gets to the backcourt to Ward. Back to Bozeman. Bozeman now takes it all the way down. Tries a bounce pass. That's going to be taken away. And it's going to be held up. It's going to be a fight and a scrum on the floor. And finally, what's the call? It's a hell ball. Wow.
Good effort by Twin Lakes trying to get it back. But a careless pass from 2 feet away trying to shuffle it forward results in a turnover. And again, previously, Fairfield had several trips where they came up empty to tie or take the lead. Here comes another one here with 2:40 to go here in the third.
But Garber's back in. That will help the cause. The ball comes to Garber. Garber, the basketball back out straight away. Almost taken away, but it's retrieved by Herbert. Back to Garber. Over to the left wing. Shot for three. Good! Morgan Gothrop. And it's a 26-25 count now. Fairfield with the lead.
And their first lead of the night.
Well, Ward's going to make a difference on that if she can. And it trickles off the rim. It doesn't work. So now Fairfield has the lead and the ball. Gothrop will bring it up over the line. We should say Garber. Garber over to the right side to Herbert. Herbert with the basketball now. Brings it back up top of the key. They look for Willard. Willard with the ball. Willard high on the outside. Bounce pass into Garber. Back out once again to the outside. All alone for three. No, the freshman can't get it. So
good
Herbert
look.
Missed the shot, but she did have a good look. Rebound's going to be taken away, and we're down the other end.
Oh, my.
Nickerson, no. A little bit too hard this time on the shot of the long ranger, and the ball's going to be picked up by Fairfield.
And it was Willard going to the deck to retrieve that one.
She's really tugged and lugged and duked it out with everybody. Willard with the ball. Should take it all the way down. Oh. Now they got to call it.
Out of control, Willard was. It's called for the charge.
Yeah, she was. Just a little bit. She ended up putting the ball right in the breadbasket of a Twin Lakes player.
Again, she just got sped up just a little bit. But remember, Fairfield now has the lead, 26-25. 1:33 to go here in the third. Looks like we're setting up for a great fourth quarter.
So we'll bring it up over the line now with Bozeman. Bozeman to the basketball. Holds it up in the backcourt. Looks on top of the key. Looks against Garber. Gets it back to the backcourt. Nickerson. Nickerson. Garber's going to pick her up. They'll bring it over to the left wing now. High on the outside. As you load it up, it'll go to Hudson. Hutkin with the basketball. Brings it underneath. Can't get a shot off. They'll go inside. Trying a long-range shot, or a short shot, rather. And this second opportunity is up and no good by pass. But they'll retrieve the ball. But will they go over and back?
And they will.
And they did.
That's actually a break for Twin Lakes, because Garber was going to have a wide-open layup after he was touched by Bozeman. Turnover number 9 on Twin Lakes. Couple of good looks that time for Twin Lakes, but they couldn't come up with it.
Well, especially one down low. I thought sure that was going to go. So we'll pick it up to Herbert. Herbert gets the inlet. We'll go to Willard. Willard with the basketball, picked up by Nickerson. We'll bring it over the right side. It'll be picked up by Garber. Garber with the basketball, across court, now on the outside. Looking for a little bit of help. They'll bring it over the left wing. Down low it goes. A bad pass out of bounds.
And it's last touch, though, by Twin Lakes.
A big break there.
As it went through the hands of Fairfield, I think it was Bozeman who glanced it right before it went out of bounds. And so back to Fairfield with 41 seconds to go in the quarter, up one.
Basketball in the hands now of the Fairfield Falcons, and it will be Herbert with it. Herbert to the right side, a three on the way, and that's good. Give that one to Morgan Gobbler.
She's got 11, and all of a sudden the Fairfield Falcons up by four.
29-25, Fairfield, ball in the backcourt. It'll be held up down deep. It's going to be Bozeman for three, and she answered immediately.
What a great shot by Bozeman when her team needed it. But Fairfield with the ball, up one, tickling down to 10 seconds to go in the quarter.
29-28, Fairfield with the ball. The freshman will take it in. It'll be knocked out of her hands, but a personal foul will be called inside, and that will put her to the line for two.
Just an aggressive play by Herbert, Rita. And again, the triple team came together, but nobody had good position on her. And Herbert, taller than anybody for Twin Lakes, just went in there. Drew the foul, second on Scherer, and Herbert will step to the line for two free throws.
So Herbert's there, puts it up, and it is no good.
So Hall will come in for Willard. Also for Fairfield, Dillon back in the game. Gothrop will get a quick break. 6 seconds left, so again, Twin Lakes can push it up.
Shot up. And it's good this time. So one for two split. Fairfield leads it 30-28. It will be Twin Lakes with the ball. 2 seconds left. They're going to have to let go of it, and they do, and it's short by Bozeman. So at the end of three quarters, it is Fairfield 30, Twin Lakes 28. We'll have the fourth quarter coming away next on WRSW.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Local weather, 7 days a week on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Well, Rita, earlier today we saw Twin Lakes rally after Hamilton Heights got off to a big lead by hitting threes early on. Well, in that third quarter, Fairfield only attempted 5 shots officially. There were 3 of 5, including 2 of 4 from beyond the arc, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Conversely, Twin Lakes with just 6 points in that third quarter, as they were just 2 of 10 from beyond the arc, as Bozeman, or 2 of 10 overall, Bozeman their only points. Fairfield up 2 as we start the fourth quarter, and Twin Lakes with the basketball.
30-28. It'll be Fairfield's lead. Twin Lakes ball. Ball goes over the right side. It'll be picked up by Nickerson. Nickerson now top of the key. Brings it inside, no outside, and they'll hold it up. Quick pass left wing, looking for a little bit of movement now. As it were, it goes right across the 10-second line, or rather the pace line, trying to get something to go and somebody to open up. Well, it was kind of a weak pass, but it was safe. And now the big girl's going to take one and pass scores.
Pass only averages 4. Got the opportunity there, and we're deadlocked.
Well, Hodkin gave a great pass. So the basketball goes over to Willard. Willard now with the ball. Knocked away. Ball's going to be loose. It'll be picked up by Twin Lakes. That's a mistake. Fairfield can't afford.
What a great play by Nickerson, though, to save it before it went out of bounds.
30-30. All tied it up. It is Twin Lakes ball. Back straight away to Nickerson for a long three.
Oh,
in
my.
And out. That was halfway down the cylinder. It'll be a fight for the rebound, and a held ball will be called.
What a great effort by Bailey Willard there. It looked like it was going to be an offensive rebound by Hodgson. Instead, Willard ties her up, and Fairfield will have the ball back. Nickerson has gone cold, Rita. She's missed her last five threes. But you know that shooter's going to keep shooting.
Well, why wouldn't you? You know, sooner or later, it's going to open up for her. It will be off the outside now as we set up the Fairfield tacklers. How on the outside it goes. They hold it up now to Bailey Willard. Willard with the basketball holds it up in the perimeter. Goes to Garber with the ball. Across court, top of the key, right wing. Hold it up in the outside now. It'll be Geiger. Top of the key. Once again, Garber. Garber with the ball. Brings it around the coast. Brings it around the right side. Nobody open there. They go to Willard. Willard with the basketball now. Spins it around. Goes to the outside. It'll be picked up by Herbert. Herbert with the ball. Over to the right side. A nice pass on the inside to Garber. No room. They'll bring it back out to Willard. Willard, oh, we're going to have a personal foul there.
They're going to call Garber with an illegal screen that time.
Boy, it was a lot of contact between Garber and Nickerson.
And the official who discussed things with Twin Lakes where he was begging for that call earlier gets it. Turnover against Fairfield will give it back to Twin Lakes. And the Indians now will look for the lead. Gothard back in the game for Fairfield as Geiger will take a seat.
So bring it up over the line. It's going to be Bozeman with it. Bozeman goes over to the right side of Ward. Ward with the ball. Ward high on the outside goes to Nickerson. Over to the left wing. Ooh, that was an opportunity for Bozeman, but closed quickly. Ball comes back out the outside
there
of Ward.
Is.
There it is. It's open. Shot's going to be up for three. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes to the inside. Beautiful move that time by Herbert. So here comes Fairfield, tied up at 30. Ball in the backcourt. It'll be off to Garber. Garber back straight away. Looking for a little bit of help. They go to Willard. Willard with the basketball. Brings it around the key on the outside. Found some room. It goes to Herbert. Herbert in the right wing. Shot's going to be up from the post. It's no good. A good look that time for Gothard, but it wouldn't go. Way short. Rebound's going to be picked up by Twin Lakes, and they'll set another one up for a three. That's no good by Nickerson. And a rebound is going to be fought for again. It will be a personal foul on the play.
All right, Rita, here we are, the fourth quarter, the second game of the day. We talk about kids playing games all day in AAU, but the intensity of high school basketball in a semi-state situation, you just got to look for high-quality shots, and Coach Garber wants to talk it over. 5:21 to go. We're deadlocked at 30-30. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alderfer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive. Weekdays at 2 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Tim and Rita back with you. 5:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Deadlocked at 30. Where else do you want to be? We're glad you could join us wherever you are. In northern Indiana, across the world. I'm Tim. She's Rita. And Rita, I think you have a very astute point. As you, each team, you look to drive. They're starting to call a little tighter, a little closer now. See if you can get a high-quality shot or get to the free throw line. Twin Lakes has yet to attempt a free throw, and part of that is, Rita, they've taken so many three-point shots tonight.
I think that's part of it. You know, when it comes right down to it, you've got Willard who can drive, you've got Garber who can drive, you've got Gothrop who can drive, and they're calling it a little bit more on the inside now. So that might be the opportunity. Willard thought about a three, but Nickerson picked her up immediately. So we'll come back out, high on the outside, top of the key, over the outer perimeter, Fairfield with the ball, tied up yet at 30. It comes to Herbert. Herbert down low. Back out straight away. Garber. Garber the basketball, looks over to the right side, but throw a little bit of help on the right wing. They'll bring it back to the right side in the post, bring it back to straight away. Looking at the inside now, it's going to be Herbert. Herbert with the ball. Brings it back out straight away again. Over to Willard. She sets, she shoots, she pumps,
yeah.
She got it for three.
Her first three of the day, but as you said, Rita, she got on balance, and it looked pure as it served in less than her hand.
33-30 Fairfield. Basketball in the backcourt now as we set up the play action. Going to be Bozeman back to Nickerson. Nickerson with the basketball. Looks for a little bit of help on the arc, goes inside. Back over to the right wing, whether we should say it's Bozeman. She didn't get a clear look, so Nickerson will have it back. We'll bring it back over to the left wing. It'll be picked up right away by Ward. Ward with the ball. Thought about the three, didn't. Nickerson thought about it too until Garber got involved. Now it's going to be a weak shot inside. Ball's going to be fought for. It'll be a hell ball or a personal foul.
Ball was loose. Nickerson attacked the basket. Was well short on the shot. Bozeman was challenged. Could have been a jump ball for just a second. And then the reach and foul going to go against Gothard. Purchased her first. 5 team fouls on Fairfield.
Ball's going to be loose. It'll be Bozeman with it. Shot, top of the key shot. Nickerson, it would not go. And the rebound's going to be cleared out by Fairfield. A great job that time getting that rebound. No doubt about the fact that she had the opportunity and Dillon did it. So we'll bring it down low. Back straight away the outside to Garber. Garber with the basketball. Brings it back to Willard. Willard now with the ball. Fairfield up by three. Ball comes inside. Turnaround is up. Oh, it rolls in and out. A fight for the rebound. Everybody hits the deck. The ball's going to be loose, and there's going to be a call there.
And Twin Lakes will be out of bounds. Two Twin Lakes players were there. Dillon was also there. And another chance here for Fairfield as pass will check out. Twin Lakes will get smaller but quicker as Oliver back in the game.
3:31 left to go in the game. 33-30 Fairfield. Over to the outside now. It's going to be Herbert. Herbert with the ball. Brings it inside. Beautiful move to the inside. Can she get it? She did not, but it makes no difference. She'll be going to the line for two. Is that a personal foul on Bozeman?
It is, and it was Dillon, Rita, again, who drove through the hoop. Bozeman picks up her third, and again, as you said, Rita,
take it to him.
Attack the basket here as Twin Lakes hit just 2 points here this quarter, and their legs have gone on the three-point shot. And Dillon with two free throws.
It's up, and it's good straight away.
Junior, first time to the trip tonight. Now with 3 points, but a big one there. Makes at least a two-possession game with 3:26 to go.
Okay, this is a big one. This could be the odd number. On the way, good again. Okay, 35-30 Fairfield. 3:25 left to go in the contest. We'll bring it over the right side to Bozeman. Bozeman back to Nickerson. A long three, that's no good. And the rebound to Willard, she's going to be fronted immediately, but she protects the ball and gets it out of there. Garber, the basketball, holds it up on the outside.
And timeout by Coach Garber as his daughter was trapped in the corner.
Good idea.
3:09 to go. Fairfield with their largest lead, 35-30. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW.
21 years ago, Circle M Springs started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Springs services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service, as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Springs produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
Here in the second half, Twin Lakes now 2 of 9 from beyond the arc. Again, their offense has almost exclusively been at least 3-1 outside shots compared to inside shots. So that'll be a benefit if they get a hit one, but they just missed another one. Fairfield takes the timeout. They have it at midcourt. 3:09 to go in regulation. Fairfield with a 5-point lead, looking for their first ever trip to the state finals.
Well, this has been a great second half for them. They've done everything they needed to do. 35-30 Fairfield. They have the ball. We're going to get over the right side. What's the call?
Oh, you're going to get Willard, I think, with an illegal screen. And that'll be her fourth foul.
But she's had a lot of playing time, Tim. She probably needs a break.
And so she'll sit down with that four. She's trying to free up Garber coming out on that cut on the wing, an X cut. And it will be Twin Lakes back with the ball, down five.
Here we go. Bozeman with it. Brings it coast to coast. Tries to track one down low, and she got it. Beautiful job. Beautiful job.
And again, she attacked the basket. Worked out. Used the glass nicely, too.
We're going to have to do that now. I think to depend on threes, especially, as you said, with legs almost gone, that's going to be a problem. It's now 35-32. It will be Fairfield's ball and their lead. We'll bring it back out to Garber. Garber over the right side now. They'll hold it up.
And traveling.
Oh, that's a bad break for Goffert.
Yeah, that's where you miss Willard a little bit as an extra ball handler out there. Experience. So another opportunity for Twin Lakes with the ball down three, down to 2:36 remaining.
Well, he certainly can't wait too long to put her back in. We have 2:33 left. Ball in the backcourt. Pulling it over the right side now. It'll be set up now to Hodkin. Hodkin inside over to the left wing. Shot up. Nickerson. No, it's a standard. It hit the standard. No bucket. And it will go back to Fairfield. You hold your breath every time she lets it go.
Because you got to look. Twin Lakes will take Cher out, Oliver in, so for full court pressure. And it will be Gothrop to bring it in for the Falcons.
So Gothrop gets along, goes to Herbert. Herbert tries to befriend it and is. So they bring it up over the line now, taking it all the way down. We'll hold it up in the backcourt. It'll be picked up by Herbert. Herbert brings it down, picks up the dribble. Back straight away to the outside to Garber. Garber now with the basketball. Looks for a little bit of help. Gets a screen. Can't get anything off there. We'll bring it in the inside. It's going to be brought back out again. Boy, they're all over right now. All over. Double team coverage all the way down. We'll bring it back to Herbert. Herbert with the ball. Over to the left wing. Deep in the left corner. High on the outside, it goes to Gothrop. Now it goes to Herbert. Herbert with the ball brings it back out straight away. High on the outside, again we go. Looking for a finish here to come over to the right side. Picked up on the right side by Gothrop. She'll be double teamed. She gets it off the outside to Herbert. Herbert with the ball goes inside to Garber. Outside shot for three. No. A little bit wide for Gothrop. And the rebound is taken off by Gerber. She'll fire it up too hard. Ball's going to be loose. She'll try to pick it up, and it goes out of bounds. It will go back to Twin Lakes. Boy, they had some good looks there.
They certainly did. And substitute back in for Twin Lakes. They'll be sure in for rebounding and screening positions. And timeout for Twin Lakes. 1:24 remaining. Fairfield 35. Twin Lakes 32. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW.
Craig Welding of Mentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 west of Mentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Fairfield, 35. Twin Lakes, 32. Again, last year, Fairfield played a game just like this one and fell to Frankton, 35-34. They've rallied from an early 8-point deficit. Now their defense has to be reset up. Foul situation. Fairfield's committed 16 fouls. Twin Lakes has committed 7. And Bozeman is as dangerous as anybody right now for Twin Lakes, and she has the basketball.
She's the leader and the competitor here, so we'll see what she can set up. Bozeman with the ball now. Brings it back out straight away to the outside. It'll be picked up by Shear. Shear with the ball back out straight away. Over to the left wing, Bozeman. Thought about it. Picked up by Herbert. We'll bring it back out straight away again. Oh, almost to the outside. Garber almost had it, but almost fouled her, too. We'll go over to the right side. Nickerson back off once again to Bozeman. Once again to Nickerson. Across court. Ward didn't take the shot. Now the shot will be taken by Bozeman. It's an air ball. They try to save it, but it's saved right in the hands of Garber. She'll bring it down over the 10-second line herself and hold it up.
And
a foul.
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 I mean, that was a good look for Bozeman at the other end, but you could see once again those legs are really struggling right now for Twin Lakes. And Garber draws the foul on Bozeman, her fourth. Willer will come in with her four fouls, checking in for Geiger. And Garber, maybe as big a one-and-one as she's ever shot in her career. Team up three with 46 seconds to go.
46.9, 35-32, Fairfield. On the way, and it's good. Good as gold.
Garber now 7 of 7 from the free throw line, Rita. 7 of her 11 points have come from the charity stripe. And she can push it to 5 with this second free throw.
On the way, and it's good again. 37-32. It's a 5-point lead. Bozeman brings it up over the line now for Twin Lakes. Gets it back to the backcourt deep. They'll hold it up. Back out once again to Nickerson. Over to the right side now to Ward. Ward deep in the right corner. The shot's going to be up, and it dribbles off the rim. It will not go for Hopkins, and we're going to have the ball back the other direction.
Foul on Bozeman, Rita. She pushed in the back. That's her fifth. She's done as the outstanding sophomore will check out. And what a rebound by Herbert. The freshman comes through as Ward had an awkward three-point shot. And now Twin Lakes will discuss who's coming in for Bozeman. As she tries to encourage, she's on the lane, but again, she'll have to check out. 33 seconds left. It's the 19th foul, so Herbert again will have to make the first to earn the second.
But what a place to put a freshman.
But she doesn't shy away from it, really.
No, she doesn't. But think about it. She gets that big opportunity right now, and she just waits for the ball to come to her.
1-2 on the day. Her team, she has 3 points. Her team up 5.
It's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound. Fought for, though, and kept alive. It will be Fairfield's ball.
Dillon.
Beautiful job by Dillon. Now it comes out to Willard, and she's going to be fouled.
Foul will go on Hodgson, and you can see Fairfield really starting to feel it here with just 25 seconds remaining.
Gotta get two here.
Two possession game right now. Willard has not been to the charity stripe. 5 points on the game, 5 rebounds for the senior.
She can shoot the ball. Let's see what she does from 15 feet away. It's up, and it is good. No worries. Straight through.
Willard with one more. And she can really ice it here if she can hit this one.
On the way, and it is good again. 2 for 2 at the line. It's now 39-32. A 7-point lead now for Fairfield. We're going to have the ball knocked out of the hands, but that's going to be a personal foul, I believe, on Garber.
And really, don't want to take that. Don't want to stop the clock, number one. Number two, you don't want to send to the free throw line. And first, unfortunately, Garber thought, this will do it if I can get the steal. Unfortunately, she's called for the foul. Good call. And Ward will be at the free throw line as Garber picks up her second.
Okay.
Ward, a 74% free throw shooter. Again, this is a great Twin Lakes free throw shooting team, and this is their first free throw they've shot the entire game.
Shot up, and it's no good. And the rebound to Willard. Willard now has the ball. 20 seconds and less. It's going to be picked up by Garber. Back once again. It's going to be Herbert. Herbert's going to be fouled, and with 14.3 seconds left, she'll go to the line. 39-32, she can make it more.
Think they're happy in Fairfield?
I know they're happy. Goshen, Indiana, may not have too many champions, but they've got one in the outskirts of Goshen,
Benton,
who is going to the state finals. It's good.
Millersburg, all around the area, as Herbert hits the first free throw there. Make it an 8-point lead with 14 seconds left. And Oliver will check out. One more free throw coming for Herbert.
It's up, and it's so good. Rebound. Fought for. Pulled out of there. We'll bring it up over the line now. It was Shear with the rebound. Down low they go, and it's good. A nice shot that time by Hodgkin, but it's 40-34, rather. And we've got timeout with 7 seconds left.
40-34 Falcons. They lead it. We're back in 30 on WRSW Sports.
Are you looking for a local bank that has your best interests in mind? Crossroads is that bank, and they're happy to serve friends and neighbors. Please visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in to visit in person in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. You can also find Crossroads Bank on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Rita, a high-powered Twin Lakes team came in averaging 62 points a game. Right now, it is 34 and just 12 this second half. Fairfield going to win this game by their defense and timely scoring, and they just need the inbound here, up 6 with 7 seconds remaining.
So Gothrop will do it. She looks inside, it'll be Willard, and she's going to be fouled. Nickerson.
Junior picks up her second. Willer will go the other end, down to 6 9/10 of a second left. That's the 10th team foul, so Willer will have two here. And Emma Need will get ready to come in for Twin Lakes. The senior will come in.
So Willer will tell Lamar. First one on the way, and it's good. I thought it was no good, but it fell in.
Willard now with 6 1/4, 8 in the game. Makes it a 3-possession game with 6 9/10 of a second. One more coming.
41-34. Takes her time. Puts this one up with a deep knee bend. It's good again. So we're looking now at a 42-34 count. 6.9 seconds left. It's going to be Fairfield going to the state championship. The shot's up, and it's way off the mark. It wouldn't go for Hutkin. And that's the game. Fairfield has beat the number one undefeated team in the state of Indiana in 3A. And they and all the Royal fans will be taking a trip to Indianapolis next Saturday. We look forward to seeing them down there in the big arena. That's going to be a great opportunity for all of them. Tim, this was a well-fought game for both teams, but a great team effort by Fairfield.
Great job by their fans throughout, and a great job by their students staying in their area as the handshakes are exchanged right here. Fairfield outscores Twin Lakes in that second half by a margin of 24-12 to win it going away. Tears shed by Twin Lakes as they're just in shock. But what an effort for Brody Garber as Fairfield rode their defense and got great scoring from all their players. And they just wore out Twin Lakes with their length. And again, I think that was huge, Rita, with that length from Fairfield up top. Nickerson and Bozeman and Ward, all outstanding outside shooters, just couldn't deal with the length from Fairfield up top.
And everybody contributed. Freshmen all the way across the board contributed highly to this win. And I know that the people from Fairfield couldn't be happier right now. Here's Gitz.
And they're excited, as well they should be, as again, we'll have them in the 3A state championship game next Saturday night right here on 107.3. 42-34 Fairfield. We'll come back and start to recap this one right after this two-minute timeout on WRSW Sports.
Are you spending hours searching the web trying to find a vehicle? Save the time and trouble. Stop in at Gagnon Motors in downtown Akron. See John, Brandon, Dave, or Jamie. Tell them what you're looking for and what price range you need, then let them do all the work. Of course, you can also check out GagnonMotors.net. The award-winning Delco Service Center is waiting to take care of major or minor auto repairs. Their shop rate will fit into your budget. They also sell tires. Gagnon Motors in Akron. They have what you need.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Services, including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
When you shop for steel siding and roofing, remember, there is a difference. You want a product that lasts. The steel siding and roofing sold at Niftone of Mentone has a lifetime paint warranty, a steel warranty, non-prorated warranty, labor is covered in their warranty, and Niftone steel siding and roofing is Energy Star approved, MCA certified with a mill certificate. And the warranty is in writing. If you don't have this quality assurance, you need to come to
Niftone of Mentone.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Yes, we have the largest selections of frames in the region, and we can make glasses the same day with our in-house lab, but we offer way more than that. We diagnose and treat eye problems for all ages, from seeing if your toddler can see properly to checking for age-related eye diseases. From fitting the latest in contact lenses to treating eye infections and injuries, we love to treat your eyes. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Local weather, 7 days a week, on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
The party continues for Fairfield, Rita, as they get ready to start cutting down some nets. And what great crowd support both teams had here today. But it's the Falcons saying, oh boy, we get to go to Indy next week.
Oh, for a small community, for small communities, that is one of the biggest thrills you ever get to have. It's thrilling for them to go. The love on these kids all week long. Hopefully nothing will be too distracting because press will be in and people will be talking to them. And things will change for the coaching staffs, too, as far as time. Keeping everybody focused to go down and have a good day is the most important part. You've done this. You beat the number one team in the state, an undefeated team. You got a good chance to win the whole thing. You have to be focused and ready.
Well, again, Fairfield, I think this has been a year-long journey dating back when they lost a heartbreaker in the two-way semi-state to Frankton a year ago by 1 point.
Yes.
They held their composure down the stretch, and it wasn't just one player. As you said, Rita, it was a complete team effort from all eight kids. Coach Garber took some kids out, gave them breaks, and I think that really paid off in the fourth quarter as they had the legs laid, especially defensively, to shut down Twin Lakes.
Well, I think that did make a big difference. But what a difference it made when Garber was out there. You know, and you have to take a look at the kids. They maintained when she wasn't. They maintained.
I had her for 12 points, 8 rebounds, and about 4 blocks, maybe some of the big ones. She blocked that shot on Nickerson, the outstanding shooter for Twin Lakes in that first half. Kind of set the tone where Nickerson stepped out just a little bit further, even though she always takes healthy threes.
Well, it was just the presence of Garber. Just her presence made a big difference. Wherever she was the focal point, and she kept that under control and did a great job. But you can go down through that list of all those kids. Gothrop, Garber, Dillon, Geiger, Willard. Willard came up really big. And the freshman, Herbert, what a great game she had.
Again, she's a big reason. She wasn't on this court a year ago. Twin Lakes season in at 28-1, and now Fairfield 27-2. Let's take a look at scoring in this one. First off, for Fairfield, Bree Garber leads the way, as mentioned, with 12 points. Morgan Gothrop with 11, including two huge threes, as Fairfield took the lead late in the third quarter, a lead they would never relinquish in the fourth. 9 points in for Bailey Willard. 7 of those in the fourth quarter play. 4 apiece for Kaylee Dillon and Eva Herbert. 2 for Delaney Geiger, while Natalie Whitaker and Jaslyn Hall played but did not score. Meanwhile, for Twin Lakes, they see their season come to an end, and as Addie Bozeman led the way with 16. Olivia Nickerson had 9, but all in the first half, and she missed her last 9 shot attempts on the day. 5 points in for Addie Ward, 2 for Hannah Hodkin, 2 for Cora Pass, while Taylor Oliver and Evelyn Shear played but did not score. It was 14-8 Twin Lakes after 1. It was Fairfield outscoring Twin Lakes 10-8 in that second quarter, but still Twin Lakes led by 4 at halftime, 22-18 in the third. It was Fairfield outscoring Twin Lakes by a margin of 12-6, the lead at 30-28. And in the fourth quarter, it was Fairfield with 12 more big points. They held Twin Lakes to 6 in that fourth quarter. Remember, this is a Twin Lakes team that averages 62 points a game. The least amount of points they scored in any game prior to this one was at 43 in a win against Westfield, and just 34 on the night. Team stats also reflect that. Fairfield, not a great shooting night, but they got the timely shots. 10 of 31 at 32%. 4 of 11, a very efficient 36% from beyond the arc. And from the free throw line, they were pure, Rita. Fairfield won it from the free throw line, 18 of 23 for 78%. They outscored Twin Lakes by 18 points from the charity stripe as they took your words and attacked the basket, especially in the second half. Twin Lakes died by the three. They took 29 threes in the game overall, 13 of 43 for 30%. This is a team that makes 47% of the shots going into the night. They were just 8 of 29 from beyond the arc at 28%, and they threw up so many threes, they didn't get any charity tosses until late, and they missed that only free throw. They were 0 for 1. Fairfield also won it from the rebounds. They out-rebound Twin Lakes 26-18 in the second half, 17-7 as they dominate the glass. Turnovers, both teams with 9 on the night. 42-34 Fairfield with Twin Lakes. We'll come back and give you all the finals from all the semi-states and get you ready for another busy week for Rita and I. And we'll do that in 2 minutes here on WRSW Sports.
At First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, we've been serving our communities in northern Indiana since 1966. We offer a wide variety of products and services for our customers, such as a Simply Free Checking, Simply Free Business Checking, Mortgage Lending, and Commercial Lending, financial services through LPL Financial, and insurance services. We don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. First Federal Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
It's back. Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale at Open House. Coming to their Silver Lake location on State Road 15 only. Thursday, February 23rd and Friday, February 24th from 3 to 7 p.m. And Saturday, February 25th from 9 until 3. Family fun with pontoons or custom-built catamaran deck boats for cruising, fishing, and tubing. All available models will be on display. Check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. The Indoor Boat Show and Open House Thursday, February 23rd through Saturday, February 25th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats. Real people, real products, real quality.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete work, and new core steel buildings. Basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties are one of the specialties of R.S. Miller Construction. If you're interested in a pre-engineered metal building, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new core building finished the way you want. For many years, people have come to expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive, weekdays at 2 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Continuing to mill around in Rita, we now have the finals, and what a day for Southern Elkhart County, Rita, as they now have two teams in the state championships. Let's run down all the scores. In 1A, Lanesville beat Jacksonville 45-21, and they will play Bethany Christian. How about the Bruins, Rita? They rally against another number one team and try and win it 58-54. What a day for Southern Elkhart County.
And those two schools really aren't that far apart.
No, and they both wear blue. And so a lot of fans will say, can we get tickets for the whole day? And the IHSA say, no, we just have session tickets, and they'll go boo. 2A. At Logansport, it was LaPel ends a great season for Central Noble, 51-38. LaPel will take on Forest Park. Forest Park beat Greencastle tonight, 41-36. So that'll be our second game on Saturday. In 3A, Fairfield next week will take on Corydon Central. Talk about winning north end of the state, taking on the south end of the state. Corydon Central beat Indian Creek, 48-42. As again, Fairfield defeats Twin Lakes here tonight, 42-34. And in 4A, Fishers holds down Lake Central 41-24. The Indians couldn't come back after knocking out South Bend Washington earlier today. And it'll be Bedford North Lawrence, who survived against Lawrence North 47-40. So in 1A again, be Bethany Christian and Lanesville. Then in 2A, LaPel and Forest Park. 3A, Fairfield and Corydon Central. Fishers and Bedford North Lawrence and 4A, Rita, and girls basketball. And of course, we're heading down the stretch in boys basketball. We got a busy week there as well. State tournament draw tomorrow at 5. We'll have Valley, Warsaw, Junior Varsity, and Varsity action on Tuesday night. Valley and Mishawaka Marion for senior night for Valley Friday night.
Well, you see a lot of people in celebrations. Steve Holler's down there. I don't know what relationship he has, but he has some with somebody.
Yeah. Well, it looks like. Well, let's see. Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, he's taking a picture there with Herbert. Well, of course he's. No, he's with Whitaker. Now, no, check that. Gothrop. It must be related to
it's
the
Gothrop.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, there's some people from Mentone down there. I know her grandmother was a Nelson in Mentone, and she's a Gothrop. And I know that's quite a family thing there.
So we're going to have to dig into that a little bit, Rita.
Let's dig in. Let's give him a call this week and find out how that works out.
Well, congratulations to the Fairfield community. What a great win tonight for Fairfield. What an enjoyable day of basketball we've had here at LaPorte.
Well, it couldn't have been much better. Tippecanoe Valley, I know, wishes they would have made a better showing. But after they saw what happened tonight, I think it's a little more understandable why they had problems. They didn't get off to a very good start, and they knew they would have to. And I'm sure they're disappointed, but they got here. They won a regional. They had an opportunity to compete in this great semi-state. So, you know, that just tells every young girl on the team, if you did it, so can we. And that's what this really is all about. Every little girl now will idolize these kids from and what they've done and what they've accomplished, and they'll want to be just like them. And that's what makes girls' programs great.
For Rita Price, I'm Tim Kiefer. We appreciate Jeff Mass back at the studio. Some great Kosciuszko County natives are up here at LaPorte, and they certainly helped us out today.
Yes, they did.
Getting your final score, Fairfield wins the 3A semi-state, 42-34 over Twin Lakes. Don't forget the boys' sectional draw tomorrow at 5 right here on 107.3 until Tuesday when Rena and I bring you Warsaw Valley. Good night, and thanks for listening to WRSW Sports.